Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. Joined as always by Big Jerv, Black Trey, Jay Skills. Got a great show for you guys today. First of all, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get become a Patreon, and you get the full version of this pod all at once on Mondays. You get the OG pod. You get watch-alongs. You get what else am I missing here? Oh, the Discord, all types of shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in over there. Yo, man, I'm trying to remember fucking, damn, the story that Sean was telling last night.
Yo, speaking, I'm glad you brought that nigga up. Speaking of that nigga, bro, I went to Dumbo House with Sean and Wash. First of all, this nigga Sean, a liar. He fucking lying, bro. Oh, I got caught up with some shit, so this is why I'm here late. Me and Wash done finished our fucking food, bro, waiting on this nigga, first of all. He like, nah, I really had to do this. He gets there, he orders a fucking espresso latte, fucking coffee with oat milk and all this shit, right? Then he says, cheers, niggas. He wants me to put my fucking tea to his coffee, and Waz is the only nigga with a Soho mule. And he's like, clink, and he says, yeah, nigga, tap it down too on the table. Nigga, I'm not giving 7 years bad luck or all this bullshit for all this shit you want to do, Sean. Sean is a fucking funny dude, bro. He's unnecessarily funny.
I watched some of the Chiefs game with them at some bar in the city. This nigga was telling the fucking wildest story. And like, I want to say like a strong 60% into the story. He says, like, pause if necessary. I'm like, nigga, that was necessary. Like, three lines ago, this nigga was just saying some crazy shit. I was like, I just texted him. I said, yo, what was the story you was telling yesterday? I wish I could remember. I just remember like staring at this nigga the whole story. I'm like, I wish Straight was here.
let me ask Amin, because now you can confirm, right? Mm-hmm. Sean said he's a great storyteller, right? But he's better in person.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree?
I mean, like, isn't everybody better in person?
Like, but if you're just because you're better in person doesn't mean you're a great storyteller. Good, yeah. You still can be ass at it.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of great storytellers. And niggas love to fancy themselves great storytellers.
I mean, listen, bro. Listen, I do become like a top five, top 10 storyteller type nigga. The
thing is, you're never supposed to give that title to yourself.
Somebody's got to bestow that upon you.
I just look at the reaction I get from the crowd.
Right. What's the optimum crowd size, Jerv?
I like about 5 to 6 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That way I can address everyone, make them really feel like they're a part of the story. It's a technique.
Right.
Okay. It's a technique.
This nigga Jerv doing this shit right here. Now, mind you, Jerv said, now, mind you, nigga. He loves to tell that. Now, mind you.
You got to throw the transition shits in there, dog.
Sidebar. Maybe this isn't like a pod topic, but Amin, you brought up the Charlie Chaplin documentary on another pod. And I actually was watching that shit last night. Man, I was shocked by like
crazy
almost all of that shit.
No, there's a ton of shit. You know who he's? I've been thinking about this. You know who he's like?
Who?
He's R. Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, Charlie Chaplin was R. Kelly.
Yeah, I said that a long time ago,
bro. This nigga was R. Kelly. He was super famous, had all the hits, super talented, loved little girls, loved teenage girls.
All old niggas like little girls, bro.
That's crazy.
Listen,
that's
if you think when
you put the word little. Yeah. I don't think
when you go back and date the history and you seeing nigga your grandpa and your grandma, nigga, look at the age gap, nigga. Them niggas was marrying little ass girls, bro. Them niggas
eventually we become old niggas. So when you co-sign that. Like you can say a certain time period.
Of course, no, I'm saying, but I'm talking about that. Like again, it wasn't really police like that, and nobody was stepping in a nigga business. The same thing with domestic violence. Like niggas was doing so much. We so overly
all that shit.
Niggas doing all that shit to a point where now we're so overexposed. Like we are now the whistleblowers and we hold each other accountable to an extent of like making effort to jump in other people's lives. You feel me? Cause like there's hella gaps. Like motherfucking Carmelo had a kid at fucking 13, you know what I mean? Had a 13-year-old, got a
scumbag.
But yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, a nigga nobody checked that nigga. So again, that shit was still going on, and these weird ass politician niggas is still doing that shit in the South. So
well, Karl Malone got the San Antonio.
Shout out to Utah.
Who gonna check me?
That's a stick like, shout out.
I'm just saying, like niggas, certain niggas is so big, like who's gonna.
Yeah, you're my nigga, dog.
I'm shout out to Utah.
everything is that's a sick ending, whatever you just did. I'm sorry.
Like, who do y'all think would have got the best of who in the Steven Adams, Shannon Sharp 101?
I'm not into that hypothetical because, again, just because niggas big, I ain't going to give niggas, like, niggas ain't getting dropped. I think it's niggas just oversell that shit sometimes. He ain't never faded.
Okay, Trey, let me put it to you like this. You are in a room. You got to either beat up Shannon Sharp or beat up Steven Adams in order to exit this room. Which one are you picking?
Shannon Sharp, nigga.
I got to go for Shannon Sharp.
And the only reason why I'm going off Shannon Sharp, bro, because I seen this nigga Steven Adams actually carry a grown man out the way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He grabbed
Tony.
I can't even think of bro's name from the Bulls.
Yeah, he was the center. He played for the Sixers for a little bit.
I can't even think of bro's name right now.
Tony Bradley.
He grabbed the nigga and literally moved him out of the way.
Calmly,
I'm little, like, first of all, but also
like a little nigga real quick.
Here's the thing. It's not wrestling and it's not UFC. Think about fights. You get one.
All you need to do is get one off.
Get one. You get one.
I feel like Shannon Sharp. I kick him in his knee. He look like the kind of nigga like his
bro,
knee.
He got two new hips, bro.
Look, I'm not thinking either one of these niggas sweet, but I'm just not giving niggas that credit. I don't even like how niggas talk on the internet saying, "You see these niggas? Like he would have whooped his ass." Like, bro, first of all, I don't care how much weight you pull, my nigga. If I got a fade, I'm fading. Like, I'm not gonna turn down the fade. Like, nah, this nigga swole. So if a swole nigga slap you, first of all, hypothetically, I'd never wish this ever happens, sure.
But it's me. I'm in the scenario. Okay, great, cool.
Nah, because I'm just saying.
So I know where this is going.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Here's the thing: if a nigga push your daughter out of the way, like to a point where she fall and cry, and he buff, and no, but he buff. He built like one of these.
Shannon
niggas.
Sharp. It's like Shannon Sharp.
You turning down FA like you gonna turn the haven like, nah, it's okay. There's certain people you just allow to do shit like that. Or are you fucking fading? I'm not thinking about that nigga size after that.
I mean, I'm fading, but like I'm going into this fade knowing that like guys are stacked against me. Nah, so like nigga, like yo, let's keep it all the way real.
Jerv gonna be like, hey, but are you okay? And then he gets up.
Cause I love when Trey makes it. Let's keep it all the way real. Mike Tyson, let's put Mike Tyson in this scenario.
Right. I know who Mike Tyson is.
I'd be like, Haven, what did you do?
Like, I have no chance, right? Like, I mean, I got a chance.
No, you got a chance or you don't.
No, you don't.
Everybody has a chance because anybody can get close to any given Sunday. That's but the odds are literally like with Mike Tyson is like 99.99.
Me playing one-on-one with LeBron, I'm not winning. In the fight, I got a 100 million chance to just catch a nigga one time, bro. One time.
This shit remind me of that Fresh Prince episode where Will swung on the big nigga and the dude ain't moving. He's like, sorry. He just apologized immediately.
That's it. You either gonna get your ass whooped or you gonna land one good one. And I like that opportunity.
Oh, no.
Because I'm not about to run, bro.
Trey, you're not swinging on Mike Tyson.
I'm not swinging on Mike Tyson, though, bro.
Nah.
I had to eat that.
Let Mike Tyson dog us. I'm not. We fading. I'm grabbing chairs. I'm beating
I'd rather rumble you afterwards. I like my chances there. No disrespect. I like my chances there a lot more than I like our chances against Mike Tyson.
But also, here's the thing. If I have to fight a professional fighter, I know I'm gonna lose.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But a regular nigga?
Thanks for being realistic.
No, I'm not, nigga. I'm not going into a situation like
this. You've heard the Fat Joe story, right? With him and Pun. Uh-huh. They went to the club and like Pun got into it with one of the bouncers. And so the bouncers were like, it was all them big niggas, like eight of them, and they're about to beat their ass and stuff. And Pun, Joe is like, damn, man. Like he sees the numbers, like, mm-hmm. I can't leave my man, but damn, man, we're about to get our ass beat. Meanwhile, Pun is talking shit. I'll take on all of y'all, da 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 da. And Joe's like, I'm like, nigga, shut up, man. Mm-hmm. So he said, just when like it was about to like fucking go down, they heard this voice in the background. Hey yo, Pun. Hey yo, Joe. I got your backs. And it's fucking Mike Tyson came out barefoot. He said, this nigga was.
First of all, why up. He in the club?
Barefoot. In the club, barefoot, fucked up all the bouncers.
Like, it's Mike, dog, it's the 90s.
The last nigga, he said the last nigga who was the original nigga that started this shit with Pun. Mike was chasing that nigga around the car. Like, you know, remember when you were a kid and you'd be like chasing him up around the car and shit like that? Then he was chasing him like that. And it said the bouncer was begging, like, yo, tell him to stop. That's crazy. That. But no, man, that's Mike Tyson, man. The nigga beat up eight bouncers on his own.
So you know you heard about my story about
not podcast niggas, bouncers.
You heard about my story about Bottle Blonde, right? Where they sit, they lied and said I slapped a girl in the
no,
bar. So the bouncer surrounded me. I was ready to fade. I didn't do nothing. I was on my phone. I was on Twitter the whole time. Nigga said, the girl pointed at me and said, he did it. So niggas came over like, so I looked at the homie like, hey, if you don't help, I'm beating your ass after this. After this, you know what I mean? And they were like surrounding me. So I was like ready to fade. I knew I wasn't going to win, but I was
so
like,
what happened?
They walked me, escorted me out because I was ready to fight.
I'm gonna tell you real talk. Whenever shit like that, because in my mind I'm always ready for that shit. I'm like, come on, let's go to the back. Let's go to security cameras. Show me. If you show me, Sabi, y'all could beat my ass right now.
Yeah, I wasn't like, on that. Cause I even got mad. I got mad when a nigga did. You know how they be bringing the girls in? Remember old?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a girl over. The nigga nudged
the bottle
me.
Girls, yeah.
So I'm like, hey, bros, excuse me. He said, nigga, what the fuck you gonna do about it? I said, nigga, we can fight. He said, nigga, come on. So then my homie like, no, you know, it ain't working. I said, nah, fuck that, nigga. He over here talking about that other shit. So me and the bouncer about to get out in front of Mint, bro. I was about to get out with this nigga. I was so mad at me. I can't stop it. I'm probably going to get myself killed. Dude, shit like that.
The nigga said, what you going to do?
Nigga, what you going to do about it? I said, nigga, let's go fight, nigga. Right here, nigga. I really wanted this nigga head up so
bad. Such an asshole response. A nigga said, excuse me. Just excuse me? And he's like, nigga, what you...
I feel like I can whoop that nigga. That nigga was 5'8", 200, whatever.
But why is that nigga? Why is he?
I feel like I can whoop that nigga.
It'd be nothing for him to just say, oh, my bad, man. Like, just keep it moving.
It was nothing, bro. That nigga said, nigga, come on. I'm like, nigga, let's get down there. Nigga, like, nigga, for one, I can't fight because it's over. It's all these fucking people around. So you're not going to fight right there. Because,
right.
You know, it's alcohol being spilled. You're going to slip. Yeah, let's just go to the side. Drink Water Boulevard, whatever, bro.
Hey, niggas done got down in the club, bro. Like, it was a nigga that was Dom's birthday. We was at, what was it, my house? Is that what it's
called? Shout out to my house. I seen Greg. That's the infamous picture of Greg Oden, nigga, on the white hose, nigga, in the Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
I've been out with Greg Oden.
Yeah, we was at my house, and some nigga was coming over to the table. I forgot what he was saying, but you know, he was just like bothering niggas and just being weird and shit. And it was like a taller nigga. But you know, it was like, we was crewed up at this point. It was like whole like rap crew vibe, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga said something wrong to one of the homies. That nigga swung on him. We all swung on the nigga. And the nigga got literally, it's the first time I ever seen a nigga get drug out the club. Like, the nigga got drugged outside the motherfucking club by like 12 niggas, bro. It was like, yeah, not tonight, buddy. Like, yeah. So it could go down in the club. Niggas could get mixed. It's
yo, going to the club and getting your ass beat has to be like one of the worst things that can happen to ever, you, my nigga.
Ever.
Because, like, you really don't, like, you may or may not really remember who the niggas were, that everybody that got into the mix with you. So, for, like, a long period of time, if you're the person got your ass, I got to imagine when you go out places, like, if you just see niggas in the corner, like, laughing about something, like, hold up. You know what I mean? Like, you have to think that, right? Because you don't know everyone to whip your ass.
Niggas
might have been, like, five of them niggas.
Yeah. I think that was the nigga that snuck me right there.
Oh man, it reminds me of the Jamie Foxx shit where he say he hit LL Cool J with the club punch.
Yeah.
Bang.
and then waiting, bitch.
Yo, their beef's one of the wildest shits.
It's one of, I just recently caught the Bill Bellamy story
of
their beef, which is the best part because he tells the whole truth of it.
The build up, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, because you don't like, you're not going to get the truth from either one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just going to get their version of the fancy, you know, I'm the nigga story from both sides, right? And so I've seen LL tell his shit on the podcast recently. And then, you know, obviously Jamie's got the comedy special, which is more jokes. But yeah, Bill Bellamy is like niggas was too in character. Jamie definitely like took off on the nigga. Like, it was a whole bunch of shit. I don't want to, you know, fuck up the story, but Bill Bellamy tells it, like, expertly. Great storyteller, Bill Bellamy.
There you go. On that note, all right, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member. get this full podcast in its entirety on Mondays as opposed to waiting for each of the pieces to come out. Oh yeah, Jervis doing something with his shirt. Something about, I don't know, football or some shit, I don't know. Shout out to Jerv, shout out to Jay, shout out to Trey. Stay black, motherfucker.